ABC News.
Tanmaya Navada with the top stories. Thousands of supporters of Nicolas Maduro have rallied in the Venezuelan capital to demand he be returned from the US. The deposed Venezuelan president pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking and terrorism charges in a New York court, and in Caracas, his deputy, Delcy Rodriguez, has been sworn in as the nation's acting president. Venezuelans gathered outside the federal legislative palace to show support for Mr. Maduro, his wife, and Ms. Rodriguez as she was sworn in. Restrictions on protests in New South Wales have been extended for a further 2 weeks. Legislation passed after the Bondi attack allows police to designate public spaces as restricted from assemblies for a fortnight after a declared terror incident. Protesters and civil rights groups have condemned the laws as undemocratic. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is not ruling out a federal royal commission into the attack, but says the government's priority remains its review into intelligence agencies. And heatwave warnings are in place for all states and territories except for Queensland, with the nation's southeast expected to see the hottest temperatures. The mercury is forecast to reach the high 30s to low 40s in most parts of the southeast, beginning from tomorrow and extending into the weekend. The Bureau of Meteorology warns there'll be little escape from the heat. ABC News.